Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that you all are doing very well, and I hope that you've had a wonderful day. If you're a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad that you found us, and I look forward to you connecting with us each week, listening to our episodes, learning from the topics that we discuss each week. I just truly appreciate you. We have so many episodes, and I want to encourage you to go back and listen to those. I interview your peers. I really have heartfelt conversations with you all about things. You can always submit topics into me via my email, which I'll share at the end of this episode. And we just are a big global family here, which I absolutely love. So thank you so much for connecting with us. Now, if you're a regular listener, I truly appreciate you as well. And I'm so glad that you decided to return. That lets me know, and I say this every week, it lets me know that I am doing something right. So you know the ropes. I don't have to explain it to you. You know the ropes. Just sit back, relax, grab your listen and learn notebook, journal, sticky notes, pen and paper, crayon, marker, whatever you like, and let's get this party started. Speaking of the listen and learn notebook or journal, the link for it will be in the show notes. So feel free to have your parents grab you one of those, or you can just use whatever it is that you have around you to jot down your notes. But for new listeners especially, I always like to encourage you all to jot down notes, pause it if you need to at any point in this podcast episode, and write down the notes so that we can, or you can, go back and review what we discussed here, okay? So that's what those are for. You can also doodle in them, draw, color, write notes, make it a diary, whatever you like. You can do that too. It's pretty cool. It has several pages. I think it has 120 pages in it. I can't remember, guys. But it's there. So it's on Amazon. The link is there, okay? You guys, things have been going great. It has been quite the busy January. I just had an awesome time connecting with my listen and learn friends, all the amazing kiddos there. It's just been really great. We actually had a trampoline park visit today. We have a huge community outing that we do each week, and it was a lot of fun. And I had one of my parents that stayed, so shout out to that parent who stayed and jumped with us. That was awesome. And shout out to the parents who enjoyed their kid-free Saturday morning. Shout out to you all as well. I love it. I love it when parents help me and just stand by during our social periods in the community. And I love when parents go off and relax. That's what it's all about. Take a break from these kiddos. Go out, enjoy a coffee, take a walk, a hike, whatever you want to do. But I'm open to either, so appreciative of my supportive families that are here in Kennesaw, Georgia, and in Kansas City, Missouri as well. Very happy that I can be connected with you all in person and virtually. And then, of course, just you all globally, I'm glad I can be connected with you all as well. So let's jump right in. You know, past couple of weeks, we have been getting back into the swing of things, so that's been really nice, just kind of easing back into everything. We talked about being aware for the past month or so. We've switched over now to a new topic. And as I was sitting down getting our show notes together, I was like, oh, there's so many things for us to discuss. But our goals for Listen and Learn collectively for the kiddos and even for myself is, we listed 5 things, okay, so I want to go over those. We are going to plan on developing leadership, self-awareness, self-control, compromise, and flexibility, okay? Another big thing we're going to be talking about is protecting your mind. And as I'm reading through these, I think that's where I want to start. I want to start with that very one. Protect your mind. Because when you protect your mind of those five or six topics that I discussed, as you protect your mind, it is going to be so helpful for you in these other areas. Now, by protect your mind, I don't mean wear a hat or put an umbrella over your head. I mean, be careful what you think. Be careful about the exposure that you are around, you all. Specifically, my preteens and young adults, even you young kiddos. Social media is insane, and a lot of it is not always a positive influence. And so you may see someone on social media who looks like they have it all together or looks like all is well in their lives, and they may be having a hard time, okay? They may be struggling, or they may be in a difficult spot. And so I just want you all to be aware of that even though they might be smiling and it might look like they have all these cool clothes and money and electronics and cool cars, just, you know, a nice job, all these things, guys, it's not always what it looks like, okay? And for those who do have everything lined up that way, that's great. That is exciting. That is amazing, okay? But I want you all to be mindful of that, okay? So be your own self and protect your mind. Think about the music that you're listening to, okay? Is it something that you would let the little you listen to? Are those appropriate lyrics that you are listening to? The video games that you play, okay? How are these video games being a positive impact in your life? Just want you to think about those things, okay? The people that you're in the chat with on these video games, is it positive talk or is it negative talk? You tell me, okay? So think about those things. Especially think about the friends that you are hanging out with, okay? If you need to reevaluate your friends, that is A-okay. Please, please do that, all right? Because it's important. If somebody is not supporting you, if someone is being mean to you or rude to you, making you feel out of sorts, it's time to let those friends go. That is another way to protect your mind, okay? Protect your mind from things that don't mean you well, okay? Protect your mind from things that you are viewing, that things that you are seeing, whether it's on TV, in photos and videos. Protect yourself from those things. And when you do that, your mind will stay clear. When you do that, you will have thoughts that allow you to make the best choices when you get in sticky situations, okay? So keep that in mind. Other ways that you can focus on protecting your mind is just to rest. Take a break. Take a nap, okay, guys? I know some of you all are probably like, what, Miss Cynthia? A nap? No. What's that? I haven't done that since my pre-K years. Well, guess what, guys? Naps are beneficial. They refuel you. They revitalize you. And they make you feel rested and they make you feel good. And that is another way to protect your mind, okay? So that you're not tired. Because if you don't give your mind rest, if you don't give your brain a time to shut down and do what it needs to do to refuel, then you will wake up agitated, or you will be agitated and frustrated, and you know, you won't have focus. There'll be a major lack of focus. And that'll allow you to be frustrated and possibly yell out to friends and family and those who may try to help you. You won't be able to organize your thoughts. You won't be able to express your feelings appropriately. So there are a lot of cons to not protecting your mind, all right? And so I just wanted to lay those few out to you so you can start doing that, thinking about them and applying what it is that I've shared with you and what we talked about into your everyday life. And so once we get that mind locked in, it's in a good place, things are solid, we're able to make the appropriate decisions. We know right from wrong, what looks good, what doesn't look so good. And let's just be honest, what looks good and what looks bad. We are able to distinguish the differences between those things, okay, to make those better choices. But once we get in a great space of protecting our mind, then we can put some more focus on that compromise, that self-control, that self-awareness, leadership, and flexibility piece, which I am looking forward to talking about over the next 5 to 6 weeks or so. So as I always say, I appreciate you all jumping on for this 10 or 15 minutes to connect with me, support me just as I support you, and just be amazing. You all are so amazing to me, and I just really love and I truly appreciate you all for that. Parents especially, this is a word for you all as well, and typically I don't plug my other podcast, but my Our Collaboration Station podcast is the podcast for the parents, you know, older adults. And I'm going to be talking about protecting your mind on there as well. So that's something that you all can look into once you're done connecting with the kiddos on the Listen and Learn With Me podcast. So thank you so much for having your kiddos join me. I appreciate you all. I'm hoping and praying that you all are off to a great start. And it's great. I just appreciate you all. So thank you. You can connect with me on the website. It's listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. I love posting photos and videos, of course, with my parents' consent, about how amazing these kids are and how much fun we have on a regular basis, okay? So if you want to follow us, connect with us on our Facebook business page. It's Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. And we have so many fun, exciting photos and videos of the kiddos in action. I can't wait to post these ones from today at Adventure Air in Kennesaw, Georgia, because that's where we did our community outing. So be sure to check those out as soon as they are up. Additionally, you can follow this podcast wherever you follow and listen to your podcast: Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, wherever you listen, we are available. If you would like to take advantage of your free consultation, please email me at that email address. I'm not always in Kennesaw, Georgia. I'm not always in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. So please connect with me at that email address to schedule your time. If you are a new family, I want to connect with you, okay? And so take advantage of that time. It's a great consultation. I get to learn more about you, share some things about me so that you can learn about me as well. And we kind of go from there as far as, you know, what we're going to do with sessions. I have amazing boys club, girls club, social club. I do individual sessions, IEP meetings at school, family support and advocacy, you name it, we do it. It's fun. But it's all by appointment only. So keep that in mind, okay? Thank you all. I wish you all the best. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.